When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Short Tales, a series of short stories and reviews written and read by me, Damien Robb. We'll get to this month's review shortly, but first, let's talk music. I am no muso, but I love music as much as the next person. I particularly like how it can add atmosphere to everyday occurrences. But before I get into the good stuff to do with music, I have to talk about some of the bad, namely my shameful music history. Let's do it. This review is on the Cinematic Chill Out playlist. The Cinematic Chill Out playlist is a playlist on the audio streaming service Spotify. Spotify was founded in Sweden on the 7th of October in 2008 and operates under what's known as a freemium business model, meaning it provides DRM-protected music and podcasts for free as long as you're happy to put up with advertisements breaking into your listening experience, with the option to upgrade to a paid subscription if you're not. Before I tell you more about this playlist, though, I first want to detail a little about my own relationship with music. I don't remember exactly how old I was when I purchased my first CD, but I do know where I was. A now all but non-existent music and DVD chain called Sanity in my hometown of Traralgon. The CD in question? Simpsonic, songs from The Simpsons. I remember looking at that CD, its front cover featuring the iconic yellow characters, and never wanting anything so badly in my life. I was full of that kind of all-consuming, crazy want I rarely feel as an adult, but that as a child seemed to overtake me regularly. That intense desire that's part exhilaration and part panic, where an answer from your parent to the question, "Can I have blank?" is likely to tip the scales one way or the other. Perhaps it's because I have money of my own now that this emotion is tempered by a responsibility and an awareness of waste. I'm not sure. But what I was sure of was that I needed that CD. My mum was in another shop, I want to say it was a clothing store, and I remember trying to figure out what my tactic would be to convince her to purchase me the greatest CD that must ever have existed as I hunted her down. I'm sure I started with a whiny, "Mum," and likely didn't improve my tactics from there. My mother, though, is a canny shopper, and so she made a bargain with me. She'd buy it, but it would be included as part of my upcoming birthday present. I readily agreed and all but skipped behind her as we returned to the shop called Sanity with the insane mission of buying a CD that only featured songs from The Simpsons. I waited with giddy anticipation as the days leading up to my birthday rolled by, and when I finally unwrapped that compact disc to see its colourful cover featuring all my favourite characters, it was just as glorious as I remembered. Now, let us be clear about something. The songs featured on The Simpsons are well-written, often clever, and regularly funny. They are jaunty jingles that are likely to get stuck in your head on repeat for days. But they're not the kind of music you just want to sit around and listen to. Young me, with his new CD, quickly realized this fact when, after only a couple of listens, he was ready to press stop and then never press play again. But young me also had a strong moral code and no small amount of pride. He had begged his mother for this album, bargained and waited for it with the greatest anticipation. He couldn't admit it had all been a terrible mistake. So he did what to him was the only rational thing to do given the circumstances. Played it on repeat until an appropriate amount of time had been reached and then never listened to it again. I would like to say my musical tastes improved from that point on, but I don't believe I can make that claim because I was soon to hit my teenage years. I'm just going to give the band's name now and get it over with. Nickelback. I was a fan from the very first This Is How You Remind Me and would sing along without abandon or shame or any real understanding of what the song was about. This love for what would become one of the world's most hated bands continued for years, paired with the likes of Three Doors Down, Creed, and Default, who all did variations of the same thing. I can't even say what it was about this type of music that made me love it, other than, for whatever reason, like most music does, it resonated with something inside. It made me feel things, something between teenage angst and teenage anticipation, thanks to lyrics such as, "I've been a loser all my life, I'm not about to change," or "I like your pants around your feet." Lyrics that should only excite a 15-year-old boy. Perhaps it was the simplicity of the emotion being portrayed that hit a chord with the simplistic way I processed emotion at that time. Or maybe simplistic isn't the word, but unrefined. There was no subtlety to what they sung about, no deeper meaning. They played songs about looking at photographs and remembering the good old days, and while I had no good old days to look back on, the emotion behind it was something I could grasp and understand and sing along with. So I did. And while these days I would get laughed at and can laugh myself at the trashy nature of their music, I even once went to one of their concerts where they threw open cups of beer into/at the crowd. The fact still remains that for a time I had a relationship with it, and that it influenced, for better or worse, part of my development. Besides, I think we all have musical skeletons in our closets. Those are just mine. Over the years, the ways I consume music changed. I'm old enough to remember recording songs off the radio onto a cassette tape and listening to them on my Walkman. My Walkman changed to a Discman as music left cassette tapes for compact discs, moving on from there to an MP3 player, then an iPod, and now we have streaming. I have to admit, I'm not a big one for streaming. Perhaps it's the old man in me or my distrust of the reliability of Australian internet and the memory of waiting for a song or video to load, but I still prefer downloading my music onto my device so I have the confidence that I'll be able to listen to it without fear of buffering. One exception, however, is the Cinematic Chill Out playlist on Spotify. Truth be told, I don't know a lot about the Cinematic Chill Out playlist. I don't know whose mind it was that put it together or named it. I don't know when it was first created and made available. I don't know how many listens it gets on the average day or how many Spotify patrons have clicked on it since it began. I do know this. The Cinematic Chill Out playlist is primarily composed of musical scores from various movies and television shows, and that I stumbled across it when I was hosting a writing night and needed some music to play in the background. Usually I go for ambient music when I write, or occasionally movie scores, and so when I searched Spotify for such a playlist, it presented me with Cinematic Chill Out. It was the perfect choice for two reasons. One, it was exquisite writing music, providing a soothing yet engaging, without being too engaging, ambience to the room. Two, it elicited emotion. My taste in music has changed over the years, altering to match the person I've become, as well as the depth of emotion I now feel. Because music, to me, is primarily about eliciting emotion. Sometimes that emotion is anticipation, followed by disappointment, when purchasing Simpsonic songs from The Simpsons. Sometimes it's the illicit thrill of imagining yourself as a trashy 15-year-old rock god. Most of the time, however, it's the tragedy, the drama, the thrill, the joy, and the hopefulness of living. It's the small moments and the big that music is able to tune into and remind us of, and exaggerate and refine into a pure piece of emotion, so that even when we're sitting on the bus or washing the dishes, we can be having an emotional experience beyond what that task would usually provide. To me, no piece of music does this as well as a musical score. It is designed to hide in the shadows, to stand present but not seen as it pulls the puppet strings to manipulate and control the emotions of an audience. Many of the pieces of music from the Cinematic Chill Out playlist are from movies or television shows that I've seen but whose score I would not recognize. But once these tracks were brought out of the shadows and shone a light on, I found that they are sweeping, beautiful pieces of music. I can also say this. I never would have guessed that after my experience with Simpsonic songs from The Simpsons, that I would once more find myself listening to an album of music primarily from television shows. But ultimately, they are masterful at doing that which music does best: elicit emotion. I hope you enjoyed this month's review. And if you write your own review, send it my way. I'd love to read it. And while you're at it, if you just want to say hi, you can do that too. You can email me at shorttales.podcast@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at @middaypyjamas. Until next time, this has been Short Tales, and I've been Damien Robb.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.